Let's celebrate this month. Let's celebrate this week. Welcome to the Big Weekly Blend podcast, the companion to our Big Weekly Blend magazine. So welcome, everybody. Today we are saying hello to the month of November. Of course, this starts on the 5th of November. Ah, Guy Fawkes Night in England, Bonfire Night. Yeah, the gunpowder plots. Hey, speaking of that, we've got a cool article from Glenn Burrows on our site, blendradioandtv.com, talking about the history before, but about like Guy Fawkes and his gunpowder plots and to blow up Parliament. So good story. Very interesting. So check that out. It's also in the latest issue of our Big Weekly Blend magazine, which is the companion to this podcast. So, and the podcast is a companion to the magazine. Isn't that right, Nancy? They're companions.
They're friends. They like
They're buddies.
Other.
They're buddies. We love this show because we get to talk about holidays, historic happenings, all kinds of good stuff. But I don't think we ever really stick on topic. And that's okay. We have fabulous guests today. Super excited to welcome back artist Andrea Fay. Andrea knows us from over in Peachtree City, Georgia. Georgia is known for its peaches, but Peachtree City is known for Andrea, right? And golf carts. This is an original golf cart community. In fact, Andrea, we've been to her studio. She does ceramics, beautiful ceramics, art, and also jewelry. And she took us to the high school just to show us that Peachtree City truly is a golf cart community, because there's no student parking that's normal, like in the rest of the country. I shouldn't say normal. That's not a good word. But they actually have golf cart parking at that high school. So welcome back, Andrea. Are you calling in from a golf cart?
No, not right now.
But this is true. You guys are truly like one of the original golf cart communities and still one, right?
Right.
One of the few in the country.
A lot of them have folded. You're right.
Wow. Oh. Do you have any parades, like golf cart parades or events with golf carts?
Yes, we do. We have the 4th of July parade, which anybody can enter with their golf cart, but they prefer that you decorate it. And then there's a Veterans Day parade with the golf carts. And there's a Christmas light tour that you can take around the small lake that we have in Peachtree City for the golf carts.
Oh my
god. We have I think over 100 miles of golf cart paths.
Wow. That's cool.
Wow.
And you know, Nancy and I will never be allowed to drive one because that's dangerous. But you know, well, you and Phil have tried to get us to do that, but we want it to stay intact. But I think that's cool. So everyone, for Veterans Day, today's show goes from November 5th through 11th. As I always say, we always stay off topic too, but I encourage you to go to Andrea's website, and all the websites I give you on the show today will be linked from the show notes, whether you're listening on YouTube or Spotify or Acast or on our site, on our Big Weekly Blend podcast page. It's right on the homepage under the latest headlines. You'll see the link there. I go to there to the shows, and you'll see the links, including our music playlist, which we're going to be creating for this week. So Andrea's website is Andrea Fay. So Andrea Fay is F-A-Y-E. So AndreaFay.com. So you can see her art. And Andrea, I believe you've got some cool events coming up, starting with the Fire and Ice event in Macon, Georgia.
Cool. That's correct. That is correct. It is with the Macon Arts Society. And they do a wonderful job in Macon with arts. That community is alive with arts. But they have two events that I love to join in on. And Fire and Ice is the one that takes place near Christmas. And it includes potters and glass artists.
That's cool.
And it lasts for about 10 days. And it's just kind of open every day in this wonderful round building that used to be a train station. That's set in a park. It's very nice setting. And then they also do the same organization does Fired Works in April.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is. It's very nice. I'm very fortunate to be a part of it.
I want everyone for the website to attend if you're in Georgia, Macon Arts alliance.org. So MaconArtsAlliance.org, so you can learn more about both events. Pre-plan for spring has got to be beautiful out there too. And for winter, I mean, Georgia is just a beautiful state, isn't it,
It is
Andrea?
green.
It is. It's beautiful out there. So Macon, Georgia, also a very cool city when it comes to music. And also the Southern Hands Artist Studio Tour is coming up, and we've done a couple shows over the years about this awesome studio tour. And you can go to shastour.com about for that. So November 8th, 9th through 18th is the Fire and Ice show. And you can see Andrea's work there. But what we say is it Shast, as we say, Shast Tour is November 11th and 12th. So over the Veterans Day weekend, you'll be, is your studio itself going to be part of the tour?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, it is.
Very
Cool.
cool. So you can go visit
And to my
Andrea.
friends out there in California, this studio tour was designed after the Ojai studio tour, which my husband and I attended and loved every minute of. It was a wonderful studio tour.
And you founded
Wow.
this event, right? You started it.
I founded it, correct.
She's the founder.
We're
Don't
in
mess
year
with
10.
Andrea. Wow, year 10?
Year 10.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
So I love this because you're on the show with a bunch of Californians. Nancy and I were born there, and we've got Christy and we've got Johnny on the show, all in California. So and Ojai's not far from them either. So I'm gonna bring our next guest, world champion horse trainer and author Christy Wood. She's been on our show for years. We've met her. We've gone on trail rides with her out in Three Rivers, California, which is
So
in
much fun.
Tulare County. She's right outside Sequoia National Park. Three Rivers is awesome. But she's going to talk a little bit about her books. Trail rides are going to be kind of waiting because there's been all kinds of interesting weather in when you think about it in California. So, yeah, how's the fall? And welcome back, Christy.
Well, thank you for having me back. And we're enjoying our cooler California weather and the slow change of the leaves on the trees. And we're having a nice fall.
That's
Cool.
awesome. That's awesome. And you've got a new book out, I believe.
Yes, I do. It is called Hoofprints Across Time, A Trail Ride to Remember. And it's my personal memoir of riding the 1,300-mile historic Nez Perce Trail.
Oh, wow. Tell
That's
everybody a
the
little
book.
about that trail because it's you've been doing this for a number of years. Can you tell everybody about the trail ride?
Sure. The trail ride was established back in 1965 by the Appaloosa Horse Club to commemorate the trail that the Nez Perce Indians took to elude the cavalry in 1877. As we all know, U.S. government wanted to come out and settle the West, and all this land that the Indians had lived on for years and years was no longer going to be theirs. The U.S. government wanted to take it and move them on to a smaller portion, and Chief Joseph and the It was the chief of the Nez Perce tribe, and the Nez Perce tribe was the tribe of Native Americans who actually developed the Appaloosa horse. And that's another story in itself. But they decided they'd rather live in freedom than live under white man's rule. And so Chief Joseph packed up 2,000 Appaloosa horses and 900 people in his tribe and his family, and they eluded the cavalry for 1,300 miles through four different states of Oregon, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming, trying to
Wow.
find their way to Canada to find sanctuary. And so this trail ride commemorates that, and they've actually designated now this trail as a historic trail. And we ride this trail in its entirety, but we do it 100 miles every year. So it takes 13 years to complete the ride. And I have completed it, and
Wow.
that's what I wrote the book about, the 1,300 miles, all on the same horse named Dollar. He just did a fabulous job carrying me through unbelievable treacherous terrain and seeing just beautiful country and really pretty much experiencing a little bit of what the Native Americans did at that time. So I'm on my 19th consecutive year. When I finished at 13 years, I fell in love with the Nez Perce Indians and the history of this ride, and I just couldn't stop. So I'm going to continue till I get 26 years in, and now I'm riding a half brother to Dollar to finish the 1,300 miles
Wow,
again.
that's
Wow.
amazing. So this is kind of like a memoir of your
Good for
journey,
you.
and do you get
Yes,
into the history of the Nez
I talk a
Perce?
lot. Yeah, I talk a lot about history. It's the history that I've learned on the trail. So we've learned from the Nez Perce. We have actually have descendants of Chief Joseph that ride with us. They've had park rangers come out, even family members who still own the property that their great-great-grandfather owned when Chief Joseph crossed their land. There's just amazing stories. And so I'm telling those stories in the book. You get to meet the people that I ride with, that manage the ride, the people that come from all over the world, even flying from overseas to come join us on the ride, and the people that make the pilgrimage like I do every single year. There's people that have been riding on this ride for over 45 to 50 years. They just don't stop. You come back every year. It's like a family reunion. And, we have a saying, you can get in the car and go see what man has made, but you have to be on the back of a horse to see what God has made. And we're in some serious remote areas where there isn't another living soul, but the country is just so beautiful to see and to be able to ride this trail. It's honor.
Totally an amazing country. I mean, we've traveled all over in parts of Africa, parts of England, Scotland, Wales, Channel Islands, and we come back here.
Mexico.
And at first we're like, oh boy, we're coming back home. And is it going to be, really, is it going to be that exciting? But as we travel this country, we're like, holy
cow,
it's amazing. It's amazing what we have here that we didn't realize or see before. You know, somehow we had this idea we had to go out of the country to see the good stuff.
You need to go off road. You need to go off road.
Yeah, you do. You really do. You need to either horseback ride or you need to walk.
That's right.
And you don't need to tear up the country in a Jeep. Sorry. You can travel lightly.
Yeah, it's definitely getting out there that way is a good way. And I want to give everyone Christy's website, and she's got cool gifts on her site too, made out of horse hoofs, like wine bottle holders. I'm just saying, we like our wine over here.
I like it.
So go to wdnhorse.com for wooden horse. So wdnhorse.com and check out her book. It's Hoof Prints Across Time, A Trail Ride to Remember. And in the days of the way online shopping is and the big conglomerates, you can actually purchase her book from her on her site instead of going to those who just take all the author's money. I'm just saying. And that leads us to music.
Because, just say that one more time so people get it because
I think Johnny, our next guest, Schaefer, can back you up on that. Musicians battle with the same thing. As we all watch and listen to streaming music, watch videos, which are great, right? And it is great music that you can stream. Try and get the albums themselves too. Musicians do not make that much money off of streaming music. And it's the same for authors. So if you can get it directly from the author, you're supporting the arts. Just like for Andrea, it's important to actually see the art, and you can buy online, but if you can get it from the artists themselves, it's far better. So welcome back to the show, Johnny. How are you?
Thank you. I'm well. Thanks for having me on again. It's always so much fun, and so I learn so much too every time I'm on the show.
Well, we learn more about you. What's so great is Johnny actually grew up in Porterville, California, which is just down the road.
I love it.
From where Christy is. He's based out of I was going to say Claremont Mesa, but that's San Diego. Why did I think that? Pasadena.
I'm in Pasadena right now.
Why am I thinking of
Pasadena?
Claremont? I don't know why I got Claremont stuck in my head. But anyway, you can go to Johnny's website, hearjohnny.com. Not like Here's Johnny, you know, from that movie. But Shining, he's not like that. Johnny is an amazing singer. He's a composer, award-winning for sure. And he's got a song, You Paved the Way, that I believe will be out as this airs as a remix, right?
Correct. Yes, we released it originally about a year ago. Stefan Oberhoff produced it. Kamaya Seward, who was the lead singer of Hiroshima, a Grammy winner, sang on it. She's really amazing. She brought a wonderful energy to the studio. And the song is about gratitude. I take daily walks, and when I'm taking my walk, I sort of try to use it as a way of reinforcing my gratitude for things. So I'll actually like thank like all the organs in my body and the parts of my body, and then I give thanks for people in my life, and then I give thanks for what's around me. And in doing that, I just look around and I see buildings from that, some that were built recently and some that were built many years ago. And I think of all the people that worked to build those things, and then the people that put the roads in, and it makes me feel more connected with a lot of people, because things that they did impact, you know, what I'm doing. And so out of that, on my walk, I started writing this song, You Paved the Way. And it's just a thank you to the people who have, you know, have gone before us, or even in our lives now, that have paved the way for us in some way to make life better. And this being, last year we released it in November as well, the original, because it's, you know, the month of, it's kind of in America, we have Thanksgiving. And so I kind of think of it as a gratitude month. And so, we waited until this, you know, now to release it. And Chris Vino, who goes by Bolton Hill, is an amazing remixer and producer. He remixed You Can't Hide the Light along with Bimbo Jones and Lugo for my my song with Melissa Manchester, and he did such a great job on that. I teamed up with him on my Halloween track that you talked about, Who Put the Ghost There. And last year we got 2 million views on YouTube for that song. And he's just fantastic, and he just hit it out of the park on this. There are actually four different remixes that he did, because he just started playing around with it, and they're similar, but they each have their own unique feel. And in the EDM, electronic dance music world, there are people who are in different camps. Like they like different types of remixes. So he kind of did four different ones, and all of them, though, are very joyful. They're just a big celebration. And when we did the video shoot, we just played. I'm not much of a dancer. I love dance. And I used to dance in parades at Disneyland, but I had to work really hard at learning my part, because it doesn't come naturally to me. But Kamaya and I just vamped in front of the camera and had so much fun. And the whole thing just is very joyful. And so I'm really excited. There are between 40 and 100,000 songs released every day. So we're up against a lot of competition, but I hope that people will take the time to check it out, especially, you know, during Thanksgiving. Our hope is kind of that maybe this month people will use the song in like reels and things on Instagram and TikTok and stuff, mm-hmm. where they thank people. Because I think it'd be a perfect song for that.
I love that. And Johnny, going back to because you've definitely embraced the online streaming and everything, and YouTube and all the social media platforms. He's really good at it. I got to learn from him, you know. But you know, going back to that, in regards to like what you know, Christy with her books, you know, selling it online herself, which is a little. That's an uphill road, but I think it's a one full of integrity and reminding people about the arts, you know, because I want people to understand that for musicians too, that like if you get a CD and things like that, that are the actual CD itself, isn't that better for musicians when you're not doing singles?
Yeah, absolutely. And I definitely applaud anyone who, you know, who takes that initiative. It is more work, but for me, and I don't know how much you want to go down this road, but streaming, I guess I wish I didn't have to be on those platforms at all. And I wish that artists would come together and create an artist for artist platform where all the money that goes into it goes back to the artist. I would take my music off of all the other platforms. If I could do that, because
mm-hmm.
it's just like
idea.
This, like Spotify, for example, is owned by the labels, and they favor the labels. In fact, now it came out that they're about ready to flip the switch on. Right now we get 0.07 cents per stream, which is almost nothing. I have a song that has 50,000 streams and I got $18. And
That's crazy.
And they
yes.
now they're going to set a new rule that if you don't have at least 200 streams in a year of any song, they won't pay you anything when someone
you
listens
know,
to it.
That's criminal.
You know,
that's
I'm
criminal.
Gonna interject that too. I agree with you. I agree with you, Johnny, because it's all the way the same with an author. You have to have to have so many ratings and so many reviews on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Before anybody's even going to look at you, and yet Amazon, we're lucky we make 1%.
Yeah.
So if you want your book to sell,
how do you get?
Yeah,
how
you want to buy the book directly to the author, so we can. It's just not fair.
No, this is
yeah.
This is bogus, man. Because how do you actually get rated without paying in and paying in and paying in to Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
That's bogus. It's
well,
got nothing.
Everyone is making money off of us.
I think Andrea needs to do a tour that's international and national. She's, you know, she started the Southern Hands Artist Tour. Now, Andrea, I think you need to do something for musicians, authors, and artists to come together. Are you up for the challenge? Come on, Andrea. You can do it. You know?
Well, we have a wonderful organization here called the Fine Arts and Craft Entrepreneurs that does the Magnolia Festival and does just exactly that. And in the middle of the whole festival are painters painting, and on the stage are people singing. They have several authors that set up booths. And so why remake the wheel? They're doing a great job.
Well, no, but I think it comes down to that in that personal connectivity. And I think there will be a shift. There's going to be, and even, you know, but I want to go back to something that Johnny brought up since it's November. And in fact, I just, actually this Sunday that this airs, we have an interview with Shelley Wizen, who's a transformation coach and author. And, it airs after today's show. So everyone stay tuned for it. She talks about the power of gratitude, and we are in the month with Thanksgiving, and, we should kind of, you know, everyone can argue about how Thanksgiving came about, but when we look at it, it's a good reminder to have thanks. And Johnny has this amazing Facebook group, the Gratitude Club, where people go in every day. I'm not as good. I need to have my knuckles slapped on this, but no one slapped my knuckles if you don't go in every day. But you post five things that you're grateful for. And, you know, sometimes when you're at the most down in your life, you actually need to do that turnaround, even if you feel sick or if something negative has happened, you've lost someone, you know, those kinds of life changes, it really does help and turn your mindset around, which in turn actually even changes your health, everything. It's a really powerful group, very welcoming. And so let's go around the group here and each say one thing that we're grateful for, since it's the month of Thanksgiving and gratitude is always fantastic. So let's start with you, Andrea. What are you grateful for?
There are a lot of things that I'm grateful for, but I think number one is my husband and the lifestyle that he's afforded me. That has to be number one. I'm also grateful for all the people that I've met since entering the art community that support it. And I would have to say a loser are those people who try and get the artists to do and use their talents for free.
Yeah, that's not cool. Like Spotify. Right? That's crazy. It's crazy. What about you, Christy? What are you grateful for?
You know, I'm grateful that I had two really great parents who instilled in me a work ethic. And that anything's attainable if you work for it. So it really comes to play when you're an author and you're self-employed and you have to, you know, you have to be a go-getter to make it happen. But they gave me a lot of structure, and it's really helped in my life and made my life very fulfilling and enjoyable. So I had great parents. I'm grateful for God for giving me great parents.
Awesome. What about you, Johnny? What are you grateful for?
I think I was just thinking about this a little while ago. I'm really grateful for my husband, Paco. He's really always supportive, and we have a really great creative relationship, which is fun and kind of unique. He makes my music videos, and so we do a lot of collaboration. And he's been very, very understanding of me transitioning from the corporate world to focusing on my music full time. It's meant some adjustments, particularly because of what we've been talking about with the music stuff, you know, with it being so hard to make money at it, even with having won, you know, an international songwriting competition and sung with Grammy winners and all of that, it's very hard to make money. And I just want to say one more thing about the self-selling thing. I'm really good friends with Jane Sibbery. She did that song Calling All Angels with Kitty Lang a few years ago. Mm. And she sold me on the idea of letting my fans set their own price on my website to download my music. And she says it's counterintuitive, but people actually, you know, you may every once in a while get someone who will go on and just take them for free, but more often they go in and they'll actually pay more than what they would if you set a price. And I've totally found that. Like, cool. You know, I just say, go into my website, set your own price for my music. And they go in, and many times for one song, someone will pay $5. Oh, I just wanted to give you a little extra because I know it's hard. And it's been really fascinating. You know, I didn't know how it would work. I tried it with a few songs first. And I saw right away I made more money than I had in 2 years on all my music before. So I just changed it.
Wow.
You know, I just set all my songs on my website, set your own price, and, you know, just pay what you think it's worth.
Good for you for taking a chance.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. That is awesome. That's powerful. And hey, everybody, Johnny's website is herejohnny.com. Go get it. Nancy, what are you grateful for?
Oh, well, I have to say I'm grateful for Lisa because she kicks my butt every day, several times a day.
I've become her mother.
Oh, she does.
We're in role reversal. Well, thank you.
She keeps me in line because I could get way distracted and go out in left field. And she's like, no, we have to do this. I'm like, you know, I'm like out there, you know, so I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for our people who come on our shows and our listeners and our readers, because I don't know how we got to how many readers and listeners we have other than just hard work. But I'm grateful for that. Mm-hmm. And it took a long time and a lot of work, but there's staying by us, and I'm grateful for that.
And different generations now too. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a generational addition and change, and
it's amazing.
It's pretty cool. I ought to say, yeah, I agree with you about that, and gratitude is just everyone involved, and just the lifestyle change even on the road. We work with so many in tourism, as Christy knows, right? That's how we met. Christy is covering California Sequoia Country, Tulare County, and Sequoia National Park, Kings Canyon, the forest. And all the different communities, like Three Rivers, which is an awesome art community, by the way. So we do a lot in tourism. And of course, as many of you know, we travel the country full time documenting parks, public lands. And, you know, then we started pet sitting. And so you guys, I don't know how many times people have heard all kinds of animals in the background. Sometimes it's a donkey. Who knows what it's going to be? Cats walking over screens during things. I'm not saying, you know, there's just certain cats that get away with that. Right, Andrea?
Correct.
But also, but what our lives are, you know, we're able to have, and we run a bed and breakfast, the Lion and the Rose bed and breakfast in Asheville, North Carolina, three times running a bed and breakfast, making the food, running the rooms, welcoming guests. So we're able to understand people on levels, intimate levels that go beyond the news, and in immersive ways. That's the way, not necessarily intimate. That sounds like we're being naughty across the country. We're not, but it's immersive, and it is inclusive, and it's wonderful that we have this huge community of people that we've met. We understand the tourism side of it better than ever, what people want to experience, what they expect, need, want. We understand America far better. And we have this huge family of people and animals, this giant family. And it's like, wow, you know, you can't beat that, you know? And like I said, I don't want to get into politics whatsoever because none of us need to hear about it right now. You know, but it goes beyond that when we actually connect with people. And I encourage people to put themselves into immersive experiences because it changes everything. And it brings back what we believe in of humanity, the human spirit, kindness. It's a beautiful thing. So I'm very grateful for that. But let's move on because November is Native American Heritage Month. So Chrissy, you've got us covered on that. I think Chief, you know, Chief Joseph, what a story, right? He really had integrity. I think he really, really was a person with strong integrity. But it's also Aviation History Month. You've got to think about people deciding to get up in a plane and try it out.
Seriously, especially the Wright brothers.
Like yeah.
Oh, let's just build it out of plywood and see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, you know, getting on a plane and you go like, okay, I hope we're going to get there and we have a little turbulence freak out. But I mean, it's Aviation History Month. That's some pretty crazy stuff. It's National Novel Writing Month. Christy?
Awesome.
Are you going to write another book?
Yes, but I don't do novels. So mine are all probably more fiction, nonfiction, because I write about real life.
Well, but, it's also Real Jewelry Month. So, Andrea, that's something that you do too.
Are you making this up? I have to ask.
I'm not. Oh. I'm reading this list. There's all these medical ones. We don't need to go into that, but it's Real Jewelry Month. So are you going to, you know, go for it with your jewelry this month?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
Tell them, describe your jewelry for people. And by the way, Andrea makes these beautiful ceramic horses. I'm just saying because of the horse theme today, because I think if we talk about freedom and independence, I think the horse is one of those animals that just really, I think it should be our national animal. I just do.
Yeah, really. It settled the country.
We already have a bunch of turkeys. Country.
But no, but you couldn't have settled this country without horses.
No way. Mm-mm. Nothing.
No. Couldn't have done it.
Nope. Not
I
at all.
Had to have the horse to make the trains track.
And it is National Model Railroad Month. I did not
there
make
you
that.
Are. There we go. There you go.
But you do. You have. But tell them about your horse. I mean, that you know, that's one of my favorites. Of
the horses.
Yes,
I love
your horses.
They're sculpted with metal stakes for legs, and then they're fired in the raku firing method, which is firing it to about 1850 degrees and opening the kiln, taking it out, and putting it in a container with combustible materials. And so you don't have any idea of the colors because the colors come from the dance between the carbon and the oxygen when you smother it. And they can be very beautiful or they can need a next round. so you do have to be careful because they can crack and be gnarly. But that is part of the character of the horses as well.
Ooh, I love that. And you know, we didn't know we were going to get a science lesson, but look at you want to play with fiery combustible, you know, things, and then next thing you know you're smothering it all, like, you know, she's creating and destroying. Isn't that part of art though, the creative and destruction process? You know, that sounds weird, but it's true. You know, it's the create, edit,
destruction always leads to rebirth.
She's doing good. Tell everyone about your jewelry.
My jewelry. Well, it's been on a journey it's made with precious metal clay. And so I'm really not giving up my clay to move to jewelry. I still get to play with clay. And what happens is when you design the piece and then you go to fire it, the binders in the silver clay are burned away. And so the water and the binders burn, and you're left with 95 or 99.9% pure silver. And they're just, it's interesting when silver comes out of the kiln, it looks white until you burnish it. And then it has that beautiful silver character.
Wow.
So that's my silver jewelry. I also do found pieces where I just add chains or beads or things to them, the pieces that are already done. So.
Cool.
Great. You go, girl. I like this. Now, I'm going to get into some of the days. Christy, tell everybody, because you've got other books that people should know about, like Ranger, you know. I know we're focusing, you know, on Chief Joseph, but you've got Ranger that people should read too, right?
Yeah, that's a wonderful story about a horse that lived to be 32 years young.
Wow.
And that's his
wow.
entire life story of his adventures. And it's written
awesome.
Firsthand with a horse's voice. So he talks about his life with humans and another animal.
Mm-hmm.
Very enlightening. You'll learn a lot about how horses think, and
awesome.
it was a great experience to be in each other's lives. That's for sure.
Hmm. I love that. Hmm. I love how animals think. But as you know, we travel the country pet sitting, and wherever we go, the animals kind of congregate. Like the dogs will come in the kitchen and watch you cook, and you can see by their expression. Not the way my mama does it.
Cats are the ones who really get into the cooking. Cooking class. Dogs just hope you drop something. Cats are all about looking and watching and, you know, and you have to watch it because some will get there at the chopping board and like, you know,
they
swat or
it.
Steal.
Swats
or steal.
They
There's
swipe
definitely
as
that.
You chop. You're like,
Yeah, so that's interesting. And speaking of food, it is Peanut Butter Lovers Month, which is great because today's show sponsor is the Peanut Patch in Yuma, Arizona. She always sponsors our first Sunday of the month. Mm. And we love the Peanut Patch. They're based in Yuma, Arizona. You can go to thepeanutpatch.com to shop online. All kinds of goodies, all kinds of peanuts and nuts, which are good for you. And they make
chocolate.
Fresh peanut butter when you visit, date shakes. They have medjool dates grown there. They have all kinds of culinary gifts, gift baskets. And so anyway, shout out to the Peanut Patch, but I want to see if all of you like peanut butter. What about you, Johnny? Do you like peanut butter?
I love peanut butter.
Oh, I know a lot of dogs that love peanut butter too. What's your favorite way to eat peanut butter?
You know, I actually, a lot of times at night, if I'm really, I'll get really hungry before I go to bed, but I don't want to eat a lot. And if I just have a spoon or two of peanut butter, like right out of the jar, it seems to satisfy me. And I don't, you know, I sleep well. And because I think they say that protein is also good right before you go to sleep. So that's my favorite time is just to have a spoon or two of peanut butter before I go to bed.
So you mean that I shouldn't have the two peanut
smooth?
Butter? I was going to say the two peanut butter cookies. No, maybe not. I should have this.
No, but is it chunky peanut?
That's
chunky peanut
butter. They're
yummy.
Or
yeah, Nancy, yeah. Chunky or smooth peanut butter?
I like smooth.
Yeah.
But I like chunky too, but my favorite is smooth for some reason.
I like it kind of chunky. What about you, Christy?
Yeah, no,
do you eat peanut butter?
I love peanut butter, and the best way to eat it is on toast with honey.
Oh, I do love that, man.
That's
you mix
good.
Peanut butter and honey together on toast, and it's just perfect.
With a little cinnamon.
And I like crunchy. Sorry, Johnny.
I like crunchy, too.
I'm going to gross you all out because I love a good Elvis burger, which is peanut butter on a hamburger with bacon. And cheese, like a cheeseburger with peanut butter on it, and you have to have the pickles. Mm. I love toasted peanut butter and pickle sandwiches. I'm not pregnant. And
oh, how
do not plan. But traditionally, he put bananas with it. So
you
can
put
bananas.
You can put peanut butter on a roast.
Pickles and peanut butter. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, no, but you
Is
can
it
put,
sweet pickles?
No.
Dill pickles? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But sweet pickles might work too.
Butter
yeah.
at the last 10 minutes of a roast. And you can put peanut butter on top. It's really good.
This is getting interesting.
Yeah, it's really good.
Andrea, what about you? How are you on peanut butter?
Well, I need to try Christy's honey and peanut butter on toast. That sounds delicious. I like my peanut butter wrapped up in a Reese's.
You're not talking Nancy's language.
Chocolate.
You stole Nancy's.
That's the best combination ever. Chocolate, peanut butter. Woohoo.
Remember those commercials? You got chocolate in my peanut butter. No, you got peanut butter in my chocolate.
Yeah.
There's a song in that, Johnny. There's a song in that. So November 5th, I know it's Guy Fawkes Day, but it's also National Chinese Takeout Day. So,
oh gosh.
Does anybody? Okay, so let's look at what you're going to order at the Chinese takeout. Johnny, do you have a favorite Chinese food, Chinese dish?
Well, we hike near Chinatown, and so sometimes we like to go to this really good takeout place. Called ABC Seafood right near there. And they have usually they're really popular. So it's usually really fresh and they have really good Chinese broccoli. And then they cook it really well. It's just like just right. Or it's just the right, not overcooked, you know, so that it doesn't get too soft. And then I also love their Kung Pao chicken. It's really great. And they do a really good eggplant with different vegetables as well there.
What about you, Andrea?
I always order spring rolls. And if I need to
need to have lunch together.
And if I need to have something else, then I'll order the cashew chicken, which is yummy.
Ooh.
Oh my goodness.
Christy, what's going on for you?
Well, I don't have to say anything. I'm just going to say ditto.
this is interesting. This is good. Okay, so speaking of food.
You're making me hungry, Lisa.
Yeah, I know. This is not going to get any better. And Johnny has all this music for our playlist, by the way. So just so you know, Love Your Red Hair Day is happening. So we've got red hair songs. We've got Alanis Morissette. Thank you. That's a great song that you put on the playlist. So everyone, the music playlists are in the show notes. Talk Money Day on the 8th. Woo. There's all kinds of holidays, but before we get to Talk Money, it's November 6th is National Nachos Day. And this is something I can 100% get behind and could live on, literally.
Yep.
Nachos. And even especially nachos can also go into becoming one of my favorite breakfast meals of all time. Chilaquiles. Oh, dude. Like, serious. Like,
pretty much
nachos,
the same.
Yeah, nachos. What it is, it's just got a sauce. It's different, but it's just, there's something.
It's cool.
Like, what do you want on your nachos, Andrea? Go on. Let's see if we all agree on this. What do you want on your nachos?
Okay, all right. I like it to be with beef, ground beef, and beans, and cheese. I'll take both the melted and the regular shredded, and lettuce and tomatoes and guacamole and sour cream. So what's left, guys?
Olives.
There's nothing left.
Olives and onion.
Olives.
Okay, I've not had it with olives, but I have made my own with chili, which would have onions in it. And I like that.
Olives have always got to be part
olives
of everything.
Olives have got to go. You got to do
everything.
It.
Yeah. Anybody got anything to add to the nachos?
Paco's homemade salsa. He dips the tomatillos. I like green salsa particularly, and he puts he gets the peppers and the tomatillos and cooks it all up. And oh my gosh, it's
what
so amazing! Just
shredded pork,
just the right amount of spicy. Yeah,
shredded chicken, shredded pork. Why am I into shredded food right now? I'm getting older.
Yeah, I like those.
Shredded
like,
meat. Yeah. Ooh, pork. I don't know. That's some. It's saxophone day too. You know, that's we got to say hi to saxophone. Saxophone is such
that.
You know, like also like old school jazz and blues. You know,
it's an amazing instrument.
It's sexy if it's done right. If done right, you know it is.
You can breathe into a saxophone similar. It can do similar things to what a voice does, you know, more than a lot of other instruments. So I think that's part of it. Cellos are that way as well. They you can crescendo and decrescendo a lot the way a voice does. I have to say one thing about a saxophone player. I got to be associate producer on a track just recently that Dave Koz played on. Melissa Manchester and Kenny Loggins wrote "Whenever I Call You Friend" together. And after all these decades, her label didn't like the song, so she didn't get to record it with Kenny, and he had a huge hit with Stevie Nicks. And so ever since then, the fans have all wanted them to record it together. And finally, after all these years, Melissa was re-recording a lot of her hits because she doesn't get any money when they're used in movies because the label owns the old tracks. So she's been re-recording them. And so she said, when we did You Can't Hide the Light, she loved, working together in the studio. So she said, do you have any ideas for Whenever I Call You Friend? And I said, yeah, to me, it should be faster and kind of like Earth, Wind, and Fire influence. And she said, love it, come on in. And so I got to be part of that process of reimagining that song. And she took it to Kenny, and he goes, wow, I love this. Let's do it. So he sang on the track with her, and then Dave Koz played saxophone.
Wow.
So that was just released a few weeks ago, and it's doing really well. And I got associate producer credit on a track with three of my favorite musicians. So it was
awesome.
Pretty amazing experience for me.
Very amazing. That was incredible. Good for you.
You go.
Awesome.
You rock it. And so we're going to have to add that to the playlist now. The music.
Yeah.
Playlist. It must. So this November 7th is International Merlot Day. Ha ha. I'm there. I like it. And also, speaking of wine, we have a Tempranillo Day too on November That's 9th. Good. Nancy loves a good Tempranillo because she likes it when it's peppery on the back end. I'm just saying.
Yes. I like the little peppery on the back end.
Yeah, don't go around saying that, but that's true. Anybody else want to join us for wine? Come on, Andrea. Come to the dark side with us with these red wines. You're coming in? Cool.
Yeah, thank you.
We always try to, twist Andrea's arm, but we can get her on a little white once in a while, a little white wine once in a while. And, Christy, come on. We could get you just to have a little sip with us.
Maybe you made it a wine cooler or something. It has to be a little sweeter. I'm just not a wine person.
Christy, we do need to do lunch.
Yeah, you guys really do. You do need to get together. I like
that. People think it's strange if I don't drink beer and wine. I go, I just don't like it. Sorry.
Okay, well, November 7th also is Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day. And even though I'm allergic to tree nuts now, which totally sucks, it's rude. This getting older thing sucks with new issues. But almonds are really good for you. And almonds come from the Porterville, Tulare County area, Three Rivers area, Central California. And so, Christy and Johnny, you guys are familiar with almonds. And spring is beautiful in your area with all the almond trees. So beautiful. Yeah.
Some of my friends growing up were almond growers, or their parents were almond growers. So, yep.
When do they harvest the nuts? When do they actually get them? Like, is it summer when they're ready? I never
That's
know
a
when
good
they're.
Question.
Now is citrus.
I can't
time
remember
now.
Because we had so many different crops around us that I kind of.
The pistachios come off, I think, a little later too, and they're over there. Yeah. They're more Lemoore and Kalinga are the pistachios.
Well, you guys,
I'm not quite
your
sure.
Area just got made number one in the world for agriculture. Number one in the world was just listed.
Well, I like to still think that, but we see a lot of farms and dairies leaving, and they're putting in homes. I'm not sure where they're going to get all the water from for those homes.
Wow.
But also they're putting in, they're taking out the farms and putting in solar farms. So we're used to seeing cows wagging their little tails and grazing. Now it's just solar panels. So how do you feed a nation off of solar panels? You can have energy, but you've got to be able to.
Why can't they do both? Yeah. Why can't they just raise the solar panels up and let the cattle graze below?
Or, instead of the cattle having bells, they could have little solar bells.
Yeah,
Sorry.
But, I mean, I don't think you have to not have solar panels or choose between cattle and
You
solar
got to
panels.
actually,
Come
I'm
on.
not a fan of anything that is mass like that. You know, I'm
But
a fan of solar,
you can
but
think it
actually
through. You know,
huge,
like
huge
put the
swaths of it
solar
isn't good.
panels up higher. They probably do a better job.
No, there's and
Seriously.
anyway, that's a whole other show. We've done a few
Okay,
shows on that,
sorry.
and it's a whole other
Just
thing of what
saying.
happens. Anyway, balance is good. Let's put it that way.
So, Lisa, I have an answer for you about almonds being harvested. It's very interesting. They're harvested August through October, and they use a mechanical tree shaker to get the nuts out of the trees.
Oh, yes,
Wow.
we've seen those. Yeah, they have a machine that shakes the tree. You bet.
Yeah,
I've seen that
yeah.
in operation.
Poor
Wow.
trees.
Not a
And they
mechanical.
dry
What
them
in the hell?
naturally. They dry them naturally in the warm California sun. So.
And everybody drinks almond milk too. It's good for you. Very good for you. November 8th is National Cook Something Bold and Pungent, like
Cool.
sauerkraut. Like I'm all in. I'll cook curry or chili, you know,
Curry,
like a
yeah.
really good sound smell. Anybody like to cook anything pungent?
Well,
Oh, we don't
broccoli
mind.
might be pungent
When
my
you're cooking it.
What did you say? What's pungent?
I said broccoli can be pungent when you're cooking it.
And when you give it back to the
Not
universe too. Oopsie, I had to
not
go there. I had to say one word. I couldn't leave that out. I had to.
not going to
Sorry.
broccoli.
Yeah,
No.
sorry. No, that's what there it is. And then it's National Cappuccino Day. Anybody like cappuccinos
That's
here?
cool. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I can have one of those. I'll have that with my peanut butter and honey, thank you.
Oh yeah,
There
that's
you
good.
go.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and it's National Harvey Wallbanger Day. I'll be joining
I
that
love
group.
it.
Yep. A little bit of vodka,
Oh
Galliano
my gosh.
liqueur, little orange juice, and it's also World Pianist Day, which I think
Yeah.
is also, we love our
Awesome.
keyboard players in the world and pianists and
Yes.
yeah, that's important. And so okay, the 8th, you've got for World Piano Day on the 8th, you are saying Chopin. That's and
Yes.
you, well, you can pronounce all what you sent me.
Oh,
I'm not
Van
pronouncing what you.
Cliburn. Van Cliburn was like
What?
the most amazing pianist.
John has got Chopin. You pronounce what you sent me of that song. You pronounce that. I can't.
That's
It's
Etude
got a
number
major
three
opus
from
in it.
Opus 10. It's my favorite piano piece. It's really exquisite. So, yeah.
Yeah. Piano music can
Cool.
be so just like, oh, I've got so many, I got a list of people of who just play magic
It's a
keys, you know,
very versatile
and when you can
instrument.
play the piano, you can play just about any stringed instrument from there, which is incredible too. Andrea, do you like piano music?
Yes, I do. I like all music. But I have a question for you. On your list of days in November, does bourbon fall on any of them?
Not that I know of for this week, but I thought Bourbon Month was
Was
last month,
last
maybe.
month. Yeah, that was
Oh.
last
Why
month.
do you want what's going is what do we bourbon is we can have bourbon. You can put it in the cappuccino.
Yeah,
Ooh.
I like the Wild Turkey American Honey version.
Ooh,
That's not
hello.
now this would also go
Oh, I'm with
well.
you on,
Christine, you would like that.
yes. I'm with you on that one. There's also a brown sugar bourbon. Have you had that one yet?
No,
Yes.
I'll have to check that out.
Oh,
Yes,
it is
we actually
so
just had
good.
that. We did a distillery tasting at Two Trees Distilling in
Well,
Asheville,
that was
North
cool.
Carolina, and they had brown sugar, burnt sugar. They had
Was so
caramel
good.
and sea salt bourbon. And all I
Gosh,
can
that
say
was the
is when
best.
it got really cold, this was a nice way to enjoy your morning cup of coffee. Just a little splash makes you smile at the
The
world.
sea salt one, the
The
bourbon and sea
caramel
salt
sea
was
salt. You guys would like
oh,
that.
that was awesome.
Because like when they distill it, they don't use any artificial stuff at all. And their process is fascinating. And this bourbon, oh,
Yum.
it's beauty. It's just beauteous. And
It's an art. It's an
it's an
art.
art. And the
Yeah.
guy from one of the guys from Moonshiners, the TV show, is part of the company. Chris, the Moonshiner. So they've got all kinds. It's amazing. It's anyway, don't. Okay, so we got and listen, you could have the bittersweet chocolate with almonds and the bourbon. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
That
there
would
you go.
go. That's sounding good. We can do that. And there's talk money day. Oh boy, I thought that's every day. Just bring it to me.
I don't want to talk about it. Just
So,
give it.
Johnny, you sang on a children's album?
Yeah, I worked in credit unions for decades as a marketer, and I teamed up with a gentleman named Sam Renick, who's a really delightful guy. He created a character called Sammy Rabbit, and he had a Disney animator create the visual version of him. And then he's got a life-size version of him, like the ones that walk around Disneyland, and he's really cute. And we used to go to Girl Scout troops, and Sammy would perform, and he has all these songs about saving money, and I sang on a couple of the songs. And over the course of my career, I actually presented to 12,000 people on financial literacy information, and just about the song that I suggested for the list. I mean, it's kind of hokey, but it's called Wants and Needs, and it's basically just telling kids to think about, what do you want it or do you need it? And in making choices, when you've only got so much money, you need to make sure that you're covering your wants first. Or, I'm sorry, your needs first, and then the things that you want that you could live without.
No, I like the wants first. You can leave it there.
No.
I'm just kidding there. But
No.
now, but this
No, no, no.
education part goes back to, November 11th is National Education Day too, which I think is so important. And all of you on the show have been involved in education in some form. Christy, what you do in equestrian education, teaching people writing skills, and in your books as well. And then Andrea, that's your background is in the education world too, right?
Correct. I was a speech and language pathologist in the school system for 38 years.
And when we first met Andrea, she took me aside and said, "I need to clean up your language."
Oh, goodness.
She's like,
Well, she's
"No, what she said is
lying.
that's not how you pronounce that." No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. But no, it's interesting when you think about, this literacy and I think financial literacy is super important for kids.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to move on to November 9th, which is World Freedom Day. So you chose George Michael's Freedom song. Yeah, I like that. I haven't heard that for a while. But it is also Go to an Art Museum Day, which I think is really cool. Art museums are so important. Has anyone been to an art museum lately? I know it's still coming out of COVID,
Yes, I have been.
Where?
We were in Rhode Island, Newport, Rhode
Ooh,
Island.
oh,
And
cool.
there was this wonderful art museum that it had originally been someone's home. In the late 1800s, early 1900s, and they made the outside of it look like it was made from bricks, but it actually was made from wood. Very interesting, but the inside was beautiful, and the art that was in there was very contemporary.
That's cool. I think it's so important. I think one of the museums that really got me on the tour so far. We've been to a lot of museums, and then COVID it kind of obviously shut down. But is Santa Fe, New Mexico? I mean, the whole town is the whole city's a
Oh,
museum,
yeah.
right? But
And galleries.
yeah, galleries, all of it, But when oh man, there's just so many. Like now, I start going into all the Native American art, like that. I love the Western art, like I really, really do. Like Remington and all of that. But is the Capitol building in Santa Fe, they have over 600 pieces of New Mexican art from New Mexico artists, sculptures, and then like obviously their public art is insane too throughout the city. But Nancy, anything come off the top of your head art museum wise? I'm trying to think. We've been to so many.
No, it just says it's you're going to find something unique in every single one you go to.
You can keep going back to them too.
Yeah,
Silver City, New
there's
Mexico.
A really good.
Go ahead.
There's a really good one in Burbank. The Gene Autry Museum has wonderful Native American art.
Oh, I haven't been to that yet.
There's also a train museum there as well. They're right in
there.
Oh, Burbank.
Well, there we got the train. Yay.
Yep, there you go.
Gotta have the train.
Pasadena also has many museums. I mean, we've got the Huntington Library. We've got the Pacific Asian Museum. We've got, and then nearby is the Southwest Museum up in like Highland Park area. And you can spend many days at the Heritage Museum here. There are lots of places, you know, with all different kinds of art and history and, places where you can see. The Southwest Museum has a lot of Native American artifacts and things like that as well. So, yeah, there's always some place to go. There's also Heritage Square where they take a lot of the Victorian houses and buildings and created a little town where they've got the houses furnished the way they would have been in their heyday. And you can take a tour and they talk to you about the, what life was like when each of those houses, you know, was in its prime. And it's really fascinating. Yeah.
Oh, I've got to give a shout out to DeGrazia Gallery in the Sun in Tucson, Arizona, which is a gallery and a museum. And it houses all the art of Ted DeGrazia, one of the most reproduced artists in the world, Southwest artist. And when they were going to tax him heavily on his artwork, he didn't want his family, when he passed away, to have to pay for his art. He took some of his most treasured pieces out into the Superstition Mountains of Arizona near Phoenix on mule and hiked up and out where no one could see him, and he burnt his art so he couldn't get taxed or his family wouldn't get taxed on his art. Like, he was an independent spirit. He was he worked with Diego Rivera and Jose Orozco out in Mexico and came up, built his own gallery, Adobe Gallery, and it had a nun's quarters, his own mission, and he has what's called the Little Gallery on there. It's a 10-acre site. It's on the National Register of Historic Places. He built it with the local Mexicans and Tohono O'odhams and the Yaquis. Talk about Native American Heritage Day out there, all by hand. And now we're here in Tucson. We get to go see lands. We can't wait. So I got to give a shout out to that. And also the Folk Art Museum in Santa Fe, New Mexico is fascinating. Folk art is something not to be ignored. It's really tells the story of people around the world, and that's really fascinating. Mm. Anyway, once I get started on this, that's a whole other show. Sorry. So I'm going to finish up some food things here so we can get our hunger over with. We have got National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day on November 9th. If anybody wants a sandwich, if they're hungry, I'll pick pickles and mayonnaise, please. Or honey mustard. Anybody want a little honey mustard on that? You know?
Sounds good.
I have a funny feeling we'll all might like this next one. November 10th is National Vanilla Cupcake Day. I'm in. I'm in. And then November 11th is National Sundae, like Ice Cream Sundae Day. Let's go around and let's put some ice cream. Let's put what we want in there. So let's start with you, Johnny. What scoop of ice cream do you want in there? And what little delicious accessory or condiment do you want to put with it? And then we'll build this giant sundae. Sounds good to me.
Well, the one ice cream that I love probably wouldn't go well with other people's choices. I love peppermint ice cream, but it has to be really well-made peppermint ice cream. Like, actually, Baskin Robbins does make a pretty good one, but I love peppermint ice cream. But if we're going to go with something that might go with other things better, I also really like pralines and caramel. And with the peppermint, I actually like marshmallow topping or hot fudge.
Oh, yeah.
But and then with the pralines and caramel, probably caramel topping or hot fudge.
What about you, Christy?
Oh, I love that chocolate chip mint. ice cream.
Me too.
And then that marshmallow topping sounds really, really good. But then I have a very funny sweet tooth for something you can't find hardly anymore, and it's licorice ice cream.
Oh my God, yes. I can't believe you said that.
I'm in.
Is that my friend Audrey over there?
Yes.
The last time I had a scoop was in Australia. I found licorice ice cream in Australia, and I was thrilled. And so I've made some homemade ice cream, and it's been licorice ice cream. It's just my favorite flavor. It's like a good and plenty in an ice cream.
Licorice is my thing. I want the black licorice. I want it thick and greasy. And I mean, not the Twizzler stuff. No offense to Twizzler, but that is not licorice.
No, no. Twizzlers is not real licorice. Sorry.
I want the real licorice. Yeah. The peanut patch, by the way, that sponsor of the show. That's where I get my licorice. And it's getting hard to get. And it's hard to find good. Oh, I want some licorice. I want some licorice.
Even the licorice ropes. Remember the little thinner licorice ropes they used to have, the little swirls?
Oh, my God.
Can't find those anymore
when I was a kid in England, you would get boxes of licorice, like a licorice pipe, like a smoking pipe, wheels, and then licorice, all sorts, like all of these things. And it would,
you can eat the pipe.
Yes, I know. I mean, it's like those lucky cigarettes. You know, that was real smart to give to kids. But, you know, it's here, just smoke up
a little
bit.
Candy cigarettes, that's right. Yeah.
I left candy cigarettes. I won't say what happened later as I grew up, but, you know. But Andrea, okay, so Andrea, are you a licorice girl too?
It's the first ice cream I look for in an ice cream shop to see if they have it.
Oh my gosh, you and I have to have lunch together. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
No, wait a minute. Yeah. We're going to have breakfast and lunch together.
I think
dinner's
on there too.
Great.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And then if they don't have that, I like the anything coconut, toasted coconut or just coconut.
Ooh.
But at home, vanilla with the Spanish red peanuts and chocolate. And I mix it all up and eat it kind of like a milkshake.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Now, Nancy, are you doing the rum and raisin? What's going on with you for an ice cream sundae? What are you putting in it?
Rocky Road. I like
you
the
stole
Rocky
mine.
Road.
Oh.
Hmm? Oh, I stole yours.
Yeah, but they've got licorice too.
Well, like then you could put, you could just splash a little rum on top.
Oh, she wants rum. Yeah. And, you know, now a Bailey's. They put a little Bailey's on the Rocky Road.
Oh,
but
Bailey's,
what I like is I don't want the marshmallow topping. I want actual marshmallows. And when they've been in the freezer, there's this other texture that happens to them versus out of the bag. But
you could soak them in rum.
Anything with marshmallows is good. Nancy's
anything
just
with
pickled.
Rum
Nancy's pickled. He's pickled. She's pickled. Yeah. She's officially pickled. But I like this ice cream sundae. I think we should all open a shop. Ice cream sundae shop.
Since we're on the topic of ice cream, though, I want to say that a lot of what passes for ice cream in the grocery stores now is just not ice cream.
No,
like it doesn't melt right. It doesn't.
No.
It doesn't get creamy. It's sort of spongy
it's ice milk. It's ice
right.
milk.
Right.
If you read the label really carefully, they call it ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
But if you read the ingredients, there's no cream. It's ice milk.
Well,
you know what's interesting is
some doesn't melt.
The
like
new yogurt shops.
Go ahead.
The new yogurt shops are really almost, Johnny, are almost more like ice cream than ice cream that you buy in the stores. The new yogurt shops have lots of flavors, and they're as refreshing as the old ice cream used to be.
But you've got to be careful because some of the fast food, like we have a friend who, there was a new shop that opened like a franchise, you know, and it's that swirly whirly type of ice cream, soft serve. And someone didn't eat all of it and put it outside in the trash can. It was a hot summer day. That ice cream cone of the soft serve never melted.
What is that?
It's like I have science experiments in the car. And this happened in Three Rivers when I had to take it out. So when we first stayed in Three Rivers,
so
and Peter and Leah had a bed and breakfast, our friends out there. And it was the first night we went to stay there. And she said, you need to take everything out of your car, anything with a scent, perfume, you know, toiletries, food, anything.
Bears.
Well, I had one French fry that I'd been keeping for over 3 years in the car. It had never changed color, never molded, nothing. And so she made me throw my experiment away. And how would a French fry? So what are we eating when we go to these fast food places? It's like the weirdest thing. So I've done the experiment again, and it's stayed the same. No change. I will tell you that gummy bears do melt because I found a melted river in my side pocket.
You're just eating sugar and chemicals.
I know, but I like my gummy bears. Good. Put gummy bears in your ice cream. Dude, I don't know if that'll go as well. But anyway, okay. So a last thing on the food is November 9th is National Scrapple Day. I want to know if anyone's had this. Scrapple is like pork scraps with buckwheat flour, cornmeal, and spices. It's really done back east, and then people put it with ketchup. Anybody eaten this?
No, I don't want to. Thank you.
No.
Okay, wait, my dad, Andrea. Yeah. Andrea, what about you? Have you done it?
Tell me again what it is.
Scrapple takes pork scraps with buckwheat flour, so they fry it up. Buckwheat flour, cornmeal, and spices. And so, like normally, you throw these pork scraps away, but over there in the back, it's up in the Atlantic side or something. They fry it up and serve it with ketchup.
You know, anything fried has got to be. Not good for you, for sure, but good. So I don't know. I wouldn't be willing to try it, but no, I've never had it.
I mean, and it's pork, you know. It's good. Now, all right, November 10th, we're also getting into, you know, Veterans Day is coming up. Forget-Me-Not Day is also a military celebration. November 10th is the birthday of the Marine Corps, the U.S. Marine Corps. November 11th, Veterans Day, Remembrance Day, Armistice Day around the world. And this is a big deal, and I want to go over to Christy with this because Christy has done so much in raising funds for veterans with the accessible wheelchair, all-terrain wheelchair, excuse me, over the years. And now you have a new project. You want to tell everybody what you're doing?
Well, I'm still sort of representing the nonprofit called the Independence Fund that tries to give severely wounded veterans their independence and mobility. Let's put that that way, their mobility back. So that's why I invested in the wheelchairs, trying to raise money and buying two all-terrain track chairs so these veterans could get back to some normalcy in their life and go out and go to the beach and go to the mountains and go hunting and even or manage 20 acres of oranges if that's what they did once before. But now I'm changing gears and I'm focusing now on the caregivers that have to take care of the catastrophic injuries that the veterans have suffered, protecting our lands and our way of life. So I think the caregivers need to be supported, and I think they need a break. They need to be refreshed and be honored as well in everything they do to take care of our veterans. So that's what I'm doing now, is raising money for caregivers so they can have a week-long retreat.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you for what you're doing, Christy. I think it's awesome. Anybody else want to say anything for Veterans Day? We definitely want to thank all who serve and continue to serve and who have served. You know, the world is not quite normal and right now. And, you know, there's a lot happening. And you just got to I also just think we also have to look at the families.
Absolutely. I'd like to say that I've noticed something on social media. I feel like people confuse Veterans Day and Memorial Day a lot.
Right.
Like they'll post on Veterans Day, they'll post about people who've passed away, like, you know, people who gave their life. And that's always very, you know, that's something that we always want to remember as well. But I think Veterans Day is specifically like honoring people who are still alive who served. And then Memorial Day is people who passed away. At least that's how I take it. And I see a lot of, not that it really matters that much, but I just feel like, you know, for me, Veterans Day is about you know, the people among us who, you know, were rubbing shoulders with that sacrifice and gave so much for us.
That's really true. And then they come home and making sure they get the help needed and also the veteran, their families. It's the unit, but Memorial Day is for those who have passed. That is the correct. That's the true thing. I do believe that on both days, though, we can look at all of it because I think we should.
Yes,
I think
absolutely.
We should. But but you're really right, because if we don't take care of those who are alive now, I mean, we have to. We have to. Mm-hmm. You know, there are brothers and sisters out there, and there's so many more women serving in the military than we realize too. And some of them are complete badasses. I watched one woman run up and downstairs with holding other people, like carrying. I'm like, what the heck, man? How are you doing that? You know, you're putting me to shame, and you should. But that's, you know, it's awesome. I'd love to see that too. Anyone else want to say anything for Veterans Day?
No, we do have to honor the people who served, who are still alive, and let them know how thankful we are that they fought for our freedoms. And and we have to guard those freedoms every day.
Yeah, we do. Don't always wait for Veterans Day. Veterans Day is a reminder, and these holidays are built for these things. Beyond the bittersweet chocolate with almonds, right? You know, those are silly fun holidays often put out by, you know, corporations. But these days are there. You know, there's medical holidays. There's all of these. And Veterans Day is important. There's parades.
Can I say one more thing about veterans? And it's it's just something that I personally do, and I'm not trying to get credit for this, but it's just something that moves me, is to see somebody in uniform. And if he's in a restaurant having dinner, I'll go buy his meal. And anytime I see a veteran at anywhere in uniform, I go up and I shake his hand and I thank him for his service. I think it's so important. We need to keep that strength. They need to know we're behind them and grateful for what they're doing for all of us. So
it's the only way for them to know.
Correct.
I mean, how else are they going to know? It's not like there's a TV show where we all get to say hello. You know, on social media you can. And then, you know, just doing something is so huge. To give back and acknowledgement, I think, like you're saying, is such a big deal. If you can't afford to do something, but you can afford to acknowledge, and it doesn't have to be just on Veterans Day, you know?
Right.
For doing what you're doing for the caregivers of the wounded warriors that come home.
I would also say that in Southern California, homelessness is a big issue here, and often veterans is in the same word and the same sentence, and a lot of it is because I think of, you know, what many of them went through when they were serving, and then when they came home, they didn't get proper, you know, treatment or help, and a lot of them, you know, are you know, kind of on the fringes, and there's really an effort here to try to turn that around and to, you know, give them the help that they should have gotten a long time ago. My stepfather was, had a lot of health issues, and he was a veteran. So we went to the Veterans Hospital a lot and sat in the waiting room and heard a lot of stories over the years. And so many of these people just said that, you know, when I came back, I was on my own and I really struggled and I got into addiction and things like that because I didn't process what happened to me. And so I think that part of Veterans Day is acknowledging that we got a lot of work to do.
Yes. And there's a documentary. We did an interview about it. The documentary is called Here Is Better. Here, full stop, better is full stop, better, full stop. And Here Is Better is about these programs for veterans with PTSD and how there's so much more that is and can be done. It's to take the net. Don't belittle anybody going through PTSD, and I've been through it just through other reasons, wildfires and you know, having to evacuate seven wildfires in a year and a half and not sleeping for a year and a half. I went a little nutty, but And I can say that word because I did. I didn't even realize it until a friend said, "Hey, you need to go to sleep. You got this." And there are, and that's nothing compared to what our veterans go for. And many of them end up going around the world like so many times. They, you know, when we lived in 29 Palms, which is, you know, a Marine town, and they would come back home for like a week or two. I may be off on the numbers, but some of them were back-to-back tours, and that takes a lot out of them, and it takes a lot out of their family, and then it's an adjustment period for them. So there are support networks, and it's also about finding, you know, it's like when you get sick and you try to look at Medicare or how the medical system and insurance works, holy cow, that's the worst part of being sick. Our systems suck because it's not, they're not helpful. They're not helping the people that need the help. It's not easy to find out things. There are programs, even through the VA, but they're hard to navigate. So there are groups and there are nonprofits in local communities to, you know, family and friends. If you can sit down and talk to a friend and you've got that inside ear for them, be that inside person to give support and then try and help them to connect with the services that are there. But that documentary really looks at how psychologists and psychiatrists have these new tools that really help. There are tools that absolutely help. And there is a life afterwards. And if you are a job provider, look at our veterans. You know, hire veterans where you can. You know, that's the other part too. So there's man, we've covered a lot of ground. Hey, on the closing part, it's also World Origami Day. Has anybody done origami ever?
Oh boy.
Only the simple
kid.
So all right. So everybody, I want to thank you for joining us. I think we got there. There's lots more music that Johnny has given us for our music playlist. Again, that is all linked from the show notes. Everyone's websites are in the show notes, but I'm going to go through everyone. AndreaFaye.com is the website for Andrea's artwork, and that's Andrea, F-A-Y-E. Thank you so much, Andrea. It's so good to hear your voice. We miss you.
It is.
To my new friends, Christy and Johnny, I've really enjoyed this. And to my good old friends, Nancy and Lisa, can't wait to see you again.
We'll see you. We'll see you in the spring. You never know. We could end up on your doorstep with dirty shoes. You know how that happens.
Yeah, you never know.
And licorice ice cream. We'll come with the licorice ice cream.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, listen, licorice ice cream and champagne. Ooh.
Yeah.
Because, there we go. Listen, Nancy, I'm not kidding. Nancy and I are known. Okay, so we may not be the huge fan of the Twizzlers, but it works with them. And the licorice we get from the peanut patch. So you bite the ends, you know, the licorice strands, right? Little Twizzler kind of style. You bite the ends off, and then you put it in your glass of champagne, and you sip your champagne through the straw.
Through the
licorice straw.
God.
It's really good. But anyway, all right, we're really weird. Everyone, WDNhorse.com for Wooden Horse. WDNhorse.com is Christy's website. Her book, her new book out now about Chief Joseph and the Nez Perce tribe and following their trail on the Appaloosa trail ride, this progressive route. It's 13 years each time you do that trail ride. The book is called Hoof Prints Across Time, A Trail Ride to Remember. So it's out now. Go get it. And she's also got cool gifts on there. And then Johnny's website is Here Johnny. HereJohnny.com is a place to go. And everyone go check out the remix of You Paved the Way. It's out now. Cool. And of course, keep up with us at BigBlendRadio.com. We wish everyone a happy week. And if it's your birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Thank you for joining us, everyone. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Johnny, next time you're in Porterville, you better come up and say hi.
Thanks for listening to Big Blend Radio's Big Weekly Blend Podcast. You can keep up with our shows at BigBlendRadio.com. And if you want to get our Big Weekly Blend magazine, just sign up for our newsletter at BlendRadioAndTV.com.